Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mind Tripping with Michelle. I'm your host, Michelle Melio, and I'm going to be your host for the next half hour on Blog Talk Radio and the next hour live on YouTube and here on Google Plus. Welcome, welcome. I'm very excited. As you can see, I have like this cool, groovy background going on today. I'm really excited. We've been working on this for a good month and a half to try to get a new studio created. We are still creating the studio. I have to admit, it's much, much more of a project than I had anticipated. And I'm also in the process of planning a move to another state. And so there's lots and lots of things going on. So thank you so much for bearing with me through this process. I have with me today my co-host, Robin. And Robin, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with me. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Michelle. I'm glad to be here. This is going to be a very much needed treat today, as it has been a very stressful Monday already. So I'm very happy to be on the air.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're here. And I know you're going through probably what I'll be going through a month from now, right? It's just trying to get everything done and getting settled in.
Absolutely, you're gonna get there, and you'll understand exactly what I've been trying to tell you. Hopefully, you'll learn from mine, and you won't have these issues.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I am following your lead. I'm following your advice. Do you have any advice for anybody? I know I've been following all your advice that you give me, but do you have any advice for anybody that's, you know, in the process of buying, selling their house, relocating? What do you think would be the most important tool that they really should know?
Well, as we were just discussing before going live on the air, is the boxes that you pack up, label them extremely well. As I was telling you before, some of the stuff that I've been looking for to do our one-hour essential oils class, I can't find the stinking box. So as thoroughly as I thought I labeled everything, apparently I missed something. So that would be my advice, is to label everything as well as you possibly can so that you can find it quicker when you move.
That's some great advice. Thank you. And, you know, I wish I had that advice from you a month ago. And I know you weren't there yet. Like, you weren't actually moving. But because I, too, have had the same problem. So as Robin's saying, today what we're going to do over the next 3 weeks is we're going to pre-record some shows for you so that you have something to listen to and something to watch while I'm traveling to the next state. But one of the shows we're going to do is all about essential oils. And I am confident that you will find that box.
I hope so, because it's driving me nuts thinking I have no idea where it is.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll find it and we'll record it. So anybody that's listening or watching, if you have any questions at all about the use of essential oils for overall health, wellness, balance in the home, healing, bringing about manifestation in your life, you know, go ahead and email that to us and we'll be happy to help you. Speaking of emails, today's show is going to be all, but we're going to do some psychic readings live on the air. Now, I do realize that we only have a half an hour on our blog talk show. So if your question doesn't get answered, please be sure to go to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/mindtripproductions. Or go ahead and, you know, and friend us, follow us on Google Plus, and you'll get the invitations on everything that's going on. We also play the pre-recorded versions after, so you can watch them over and over and over again. You know, and we got lots of great stuff lined up for you for 2015. It's been a slow start to the year, but, you know, Robin and I were in the process of relocating so that we can be at your disposal and be providing you with some wonderful, wonderful content. So definitely stay tuned. Tell your friends and be sure to watch our archives videos and listen to our archive audio.
And you'll get the invitations on.
What was that?
Sorry. No, we're good. I tried to go to the YouTube channel and try to pick it up at the same time, and it's a little behind what we're doing right now on Blog Talk, so it was not cohesive. I had to stop it. So I'm sorry it interrupted you.
That's okay. I've had that problem, too. I'll try to watch what's going on, and that's why I was really working on getting a cameraman. But it is kind of funny. It you hear your echo back, and it's just all it's crazy. Technology is insane, but it's also very, very cool. I don't know if you got to peek, but I got your wonderful picture there when we do the essential oils. And as we get a little bit better with our broadcast, we'll actually have you live as well, which is really cool. So.
Yay!
So today we're going to go over psychic questions for any of our viewers or listeners. We had asked over the last couple of weeks if you have any psychic questions that you would like answered. Robin and I will answer them on the call on the Blog Talk Radio or live on the video. Now, what we're doing is we're going to do something a little bit different. Robin and I were talking about things, and you know, my path is my business has really grown, and my path has really changed along the way. And although I am intuitive and I love giving psychic readings, what happens with me a lot, and I know that happens with you as well, Robin, is we find that it opens the door to so many other things that are available to us, that we are actually in charge of our own future. And so Robin and I have some wonderful tools that can kind of help you get beyond that. What we're going to do is I'm going to have Robin, if Robin, you're still okay with that, Robin's going to actually answer the psychic question, and then I'm going to also give you some hypnosis and some NLP and maybe a little bit of spiritual guidance that can also help you through your question.
That sounds good. So one of the questions is actually directed to you, Michelle, so you might want to answer this one.
Okay.
It's very similar to your situation right now that you're going through, and in fact, you're getting ready to move. This person, her name is Gwen, and she says, "Hi, Michelle, hope all is well with you. I'm needing to move ASAP. Do you see me getting a new place to live soon? Thanks and blessings."
Wonderful. Well, hello, Gwen, and all is well with me. Lots of busy things. Thank you for asking, and I hope all is well for you. Looking to move soon is, like we're talking about, talk about perfect timing. I'm sure you're going to be thrilled to know that I am going to ask Robin to answer this question as well, but let's have a look for you. I like to use regular deck of playing cards. I've got my cards here. And just going to give a shuffle for Gwen. And Gwen is looking to move soon. And what was the specific question about her move?
She's needing to move ASAP.
Okay, so she just wants some guidance on that.
Yes.
Okay, so while it's shuffling, I have a card that falls out for me, and it is the King of Hearts. The King of Hearts is a male figure in your life or a man in your life. And, you know, it looks to me like that this man in your life, whether he's a father figure or he's a father or he's fatherly type, he could also be somebody that you're romantically involved with, Gwen. Know that if it is somebody that you're romantically involved with, this is a very, very mature man. He's a very mature lover. He's very wise, and he's very loving and nurturing. I feel as if this person is really willing to kind of give you the question kind of showing up is looking to move soon, but I see some money needs to be given or transferred. Some money help needs to be in order to help you with this move. So I do see this man actually helping you out and giving you some money. And it feels like you've known him for a long time. This is a very long-term relationship. I'm feeling like not a father, but definitely a father figure or a very mature man, as I said. It's a very, very busy, busy time for you right now, so my big suggestion is just to kind of slow down, meditate, take some time out, and ask your guides really what's a good direction for you to go, what's the best move for you to go. As I'm saying that and as I'm communicating with your guides, I'm feeling some roads in front of me opening up, like little fingers in front of me, and the amount of fingers I see is three. And I see three different options, and I feel like it almost is a little bit too busy for you, and you've got to really zone in and work that out into one option and focus on one option. So silence your mind, spend some time in meditation. Everything's going to work out for you, for this move that you're looking to have. And I'm also feeling that wherever you're located right now, I feel like it's maybe like a 500-mile move, and it's going to be up in the top right-hand corner of where you live now. So if you point, if you look in a map and you turn it around and you look up in that top right-hand corner about 500 miles, that's where you're going to end up. So I hope that's helpful for you. And I'm going to turn it over to Robin and see if there's anything similar. And there's also a new job there for you, too. So don't worry about working. And Robin, do you see anything similar or different for her?
Well, I did shuffle and pull two cards at the same time you did, and you came up with the king, and I came up with the queen of diamonds. So I see the money that you were talking about that she was going to need. I see that coming, but through somebody else. It's not going to be through, you know, any means that she can come up with money. She's going to be almost given this money by this female, she's got some commitment things coming up, like maybe new contract commitment. It could be the new job, which could help her, you know, get more money. But I do see this as a time period where she is going to be moving. I don't think it's going to be as quick as she wants it to be, but it is going to happen. She does have some, this woman to me feels like someone she already knows, someone who I want to say could be her mother-in-law or somebody of that persuasion, somebody she looks up to as a mother or somebody like this that keeps to herself but very, very open and giving. And the two cards I pulled were both diamonds, both money cards. So I do see the money coming and probably at the perfect time when she needs it. So that would be my quick version to her reading.
Excellent. Well, thank you. So it sounds like we're kind of on the same page there. We've both got some money coming in from a parental figure, and that move is definitely going to happen, and there is some money that's going to be given. Or, look, I don't even feel like it's a loan. I do feel like it's like a helping hand, a hand up, you know, to kind of get to the next phase and a new job. Again, I'm feeling like where Robin was saying that it's not going to happen as soon as you would like it, I agree with that. And I think that's where my guides came in and said, you really need to kind of stop being so busy and stop looking at all these options and being overwhelmed and just really focus on one path.
Very true. I agree with that. She's going to have to make some, I feel, tough decisions, and it may not be a decision she's comfortable with right off the bat, but she will be more happy with that decision, and all the aspects would need to be looked at before she makes the choice that is going to feel right to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds right. And for me, you know, for NLP, a wonderful thing that we can do is, you know, we are the master of our destination. We are the master of our future. So if you can imagine it happening for you in the future, you can actually create that exactly how you would like it to play out. Where a lot of people get lost in that whole process is instead of looking at the end result, and I think that's where we got to let go of that business because there's too many end results for you right now, is we look at that end result and let the universe, let spirit, let your guides, let the magic and wonder of life put all those pieces together in place for you along the way. Only worry about and focus on that end result and know and trust that it's going to happen exactly as it should to get you where you would like to be. And I think I can attest for that. I know you can, Robin, that, you know, we do sometimes, you and I help each other out a lot. I know you help me quite a bit with that because we pay so much attention to the details that we lose sight of what that end result is. And sometimes it's just really time to get out of your own way and let the universe take care of the details.
Very true. I do. We both do. And some of the details that you miss or I miss, we pick them up from each other and take care of what needs to be done. But when it comes down to your personal well-being, you need to know what's best for you, and that's perfect advice. It's great for her.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for writing in your question. I hope that you found this information really helpful for you, Gwen. And please keep us posted because we love confirmation, one way or the other. You know, we love to know. We're always on that same page, and we really love to know, you know, where we're at with everything, where we are with that.
Perfect. I have another question.
Okay.
Also,
I think I may have lost my video stream. So if that's the case, if I can't get it back, we'll just finish up our radio show, and hopefully next week we'll have even more progress.
That's good. I like the screen, by the way. That's cool.
Thank you.
Okay, this next question is coming from a fellow psychic that does readings, and she has a specific question for you. Her name is Annie. She says, I am a fellow reader. But the hardest thing I have when doing a reading for someone is giving them a time destination. Can you help me with that?
Okay. All right. So, and this is Annie?
Annie. And sounds like she's having trouble with predicting, like someone knows, well, if I'm going to move, how long, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Great. Now, is this a question for both of us?
It was sent to you, so it doesn't, you know, we can both answer it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that we both answer it because I think that we're really kind of close and in line with similar answers. So my first advice, Annie, and before I even pull any cards to see what your guides have to say about all this, my advice for time frame is that, you know, when we are, when we're working with spirit, and we're working with the energy of the universe, and we're working with time frames, it's really important to know first and foremost, and to let your clients know, and even if you're just practicing with your readings, that the universe doesn't really understand time. The concept of time was created by us, human beings, here on Earth. And we created this whole concept of time so that we could know, you know, when to go to bed, when to get up, when to plant, when was a good time to care for our produce. We started following the signs of the moon, the signs of the sun, and so forth. So time, when we talk about that on an energetic level, and when we're doing a reading, it's extremely user defined. How's that? it's really based on the person that you're doing that reading for, because with a lot of times with people, when we know a time frame of things that are going to happen, we actually help it along, and it can even happen faster. And then again, with others, knowing a time frame, you almost spend that time going, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. The second is up. Why didn't it happen? And you almost push it away. So we actually we play a big role in working on time frames. That said, what I recommend is that you pick a card, you pick a suit that's going to represent months. You pick a suit that's going to represent years. You pick a suit that's going to represent days. And you pick a suit that's going to represent hours. And when you're asking about a time frame for your client or for yourself, always use that method, because subconsciously you'll be able to get an idea whether it's going to be hours, days, weeks, or hours, days, weeks, months, or years, depending on what you select. That's very easy for me with the cards, and usually my time frames are pretty right on by using that method. What about you, Robin? What do you do for time frames?
I also, you know, first of all, let the client know that anything that is said in a reading is totally changeable. So if it doesn't come with an outcome that you like, it is totally changeable by the client as far as the way they think, the way they voice their opinions, the what they do on a daily basis affects their outcome. And by doing that, if I gave them a time frame of, say, a couple of months and they were looking to move or get a new job immediately, that can be changed. That is totally up to the client to rethink their process and redo everything, or I like to call it reset or reboot, and totally change the way you think about the situation, and it could bump it up and make it a quicker time frame. But yes, I also I do it a couple of ways. Yes, I will use the cards if it's a quick and easy. Like you said, my guides and angels give me what I feel the client needs through their guides and angels. And I have, you know, numbers will just pop into my head, and that's what I'll say. And it could be days, weeks, months, or years. I hardly ever get years, but it does come up every now and then. So I usually tell them days, weeks, or months, and then I can pull a card and let them know if it's going to be a day, a week, or month. So, you know, that is pretty much the way I do it. Really similar to the way you do it.
I like that. I like that you also use whatever comes in your mind from your guides, and you trust that. That makes me think of one of my woman who is new to exploring her psychic abilities. And I went over and did a house clearing for her, and she says, "Michelle, you're moving in April." And I said, "Okay, where did you get that from? Where did it come from?" And she said she just heard April when I was talking about my house. So she trusted it. She said April. She was right on. You were right. You know, and everybody, we all have our techniques, but I think the big thing is, like you said, trusting it, and then also knowing that we really are an active participant in time frames. It's really how fast you know you can imagine bringing it into your life.
Mm-hmm. I think also another situation that you and I had was that I did a reading for you about the time frame of you moving, and it came up to where you were going to have a signed contract, and in your mind, you thought you would be done and moved by the end of March, but it actually meant that you were only going to have a signed contract for your home by the end of March, and you would move in April. So sometimes people need to not overanalyze and kind of really get down and detailed with their messages to the client, and be a little bit more forthcoming with the information, as much of it as you can. And, you know, that's about the best information I can give.
That's awesome. And, you know, that's our time for today. How quickly we can fill up a half an hour, it amazes me. So if we missed you and you had a reading in queue, know that we will get it, we promise, in the order received in 2 weeks. Next week I'm really excited. We're going to be interviewing Samantha Banks of Mystic's Journey. So if you want to learn a little more about her, go to mysticsjourney.com. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, Robin. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. And next week, hopefully, we can get a whole hour in.
All right. Well, if you have any questions for us, whether it's for Samantha or for Michelle or Robin, you can always contact us through Michelle's email address, and that is michellemelioonline@gmail.com, or me, and I can be gotten a hold of through robincraiganmedium@yahoo.com. And anytime you guys have any questions or any shows that you want us to talk on, please give us a shout out.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.